PG Office Systems and Carter Boy. I mean, what a game here tonight. I thought both teams really brought it, especially your group in the latter half of the game, I thought. But you fall in a shootout, but maybe just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here in a literally a shootout here tonight.
Yeah, they come as advertised. They work, they skate, they're quick. That top line, obviously, they do a lot of damage. You get up two on it straight away, and we struggled. We were, you know, a lot of hockey in a short period of time, 2.5 days. But they came out with, you know, guns a-blazing, and, you know, we crawled back for sure, and that's a huge point on the road for us. And, you know, I think after, you know, Parisac kind of got us going emotionally invested in the game and everybody kind of bought in, tide started to turn. And, you know, a character kind of claw back for our group, tired. A little worn down, all that kind of stuff, but a huge point and fortunate. You know, we lots of chances, just couldn't find the back of the net there at the end. And in the shootout, unfortunate, didn't go some of the guys' ways.
Yeah, resilient, I thought, was the biggest thing. They had a day off yesterday. You just mentioned it's a lot of games in a short amount of time. That's got to be impressive to see the resilience of this group. Again, playing a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, it really does feel like a blur.
Yeah, it goes quick for sure for... You know, especially that 4 o'clock start here today, and you know, it's what we talked about at the start of the trip: managing ice time, managing pucks, managing the game. Everything adds up for stuff like this. So it, it was a whirlwind today, tonight, for sure.
Riley Heights, what a game for him! I thought the best player on the ice from the start of the game to the end of it. Especially, in the last 40 minutes, and sets a pair of franchise records at 18 years old. Not just necessarily this game tonight, but his body of work as a Prince George Cougar is dang impressive, and sets two big and impressive franchise records here tonight. And what a player!
Yeah, the things that people probably don't understand from the outside too is, you know, Heider's had every tough matchup every single game. You know, since he's been 15. You know, coming in the bubble, playing 22 games, putting up a few numbers, and then at 16, you know, he's PP, PK, and he's getting everybody's best every night. So it, you know, it's when you really digest it and dig into the work that he's done over the course of, you know, his junior career so far, it's very impressive. And, you know, the scary part, you know, if he's back next year, you know, hopefully he's not, and he's making more money than he is here and enjoying life, but, you know, he could smash it. And, you know, just the work that he puts in every day, I know everybody, you know, talked about the draft and stuff, and he was upset about it, and he just keeps coming to work every day and working with us as a staff and wanting to be better, and you know, he doesn't say no to a challenge too. So it's remarkable to see what Riley's done for himself and our group, and you know, he's our leader too with, you know, the rest of the crew. But you know, when Heider's on, a lot of guys follow, and you know, really happy for him.
There was, you know, Mark mixed it up a little bit after the first period. He put DeZane and Parisac with him, and boy, I thought those three were dominating, really, for a lot of that game.
Yeah, they got speed and skill, a little bit of everything on that line, and, you know, Desi, you know, has been playing well lately too, and, you know, some nice goals over the bit here, and over the stretch, sorry, and, you know, you got to mix it up. When you're down a few, you got to find ways. You know, Heider was struggling a little bit in the circle too, so to add Dez in there to give another option for face-offs and try to get puck retrievals right away, it worked out. And, you know, when Mark shuffles things like that, it kind of brings some energy to the group for sure. You want to play well, and you know things aren't obviously going right when you're with new line mates. So I think, that group's for sure played well and carried us that second half of that game.
I want to ask your thoughts on the power play. I know you don't run the power play or anything, but maybe just your thoughts from what you saw on the man advantage. He had a late one, but just unable to connect on the man advantage tonight.
Yeah, getting looks again, and we're going through a funk with it. You know, at the start of the year, we were in games strictly on our power play and penalty kill too with special teams, and you know, we're not the only ones. You look across right. The league at, you know, the slumps teams are going through with special teams, and the biggest thing that we try to stress is, you know, we're still getting looks. They're going to come, and, you know, nothing worse than all of a sudden just randomly switching up completely and trying, you know, stuff that are just out of the comfort zone in a sense. You got to stick with a plan and stay with it and fight through it. So I thought they've done a good job at that. And like I said, once the chances are coming like they are, they're eventually going to swing to our side, and we'll make another push to get up into the top in the power play. And, you know, we need those guys to, you know, to bear down and have a 5-on-5 mentality and, you know, put pucks on net. I think at times we definitely get a little too fancy, and, you know, it shows some games, but at the same time, kids are trying new things and trying to work and stick together as a group. So it's important for sure for that crew to stay together and battle through it.
one of my favorite parts, maybe my favorite part, with the exception of Riley Height being the all-time points leader, was Matteo Denis scoring with his face covered in blood, going to the room and celebrates to the bench, and then you scored 15 seconds later. Maybe just take me through that about the kid and Matteo Denis. He's playing on the line with Lang and Strome. They've done some good things this weekend, and that's wasn't the safest way to score a goal, but he'll take it any way he can, and it'll be nice to see him find the back of that in a pretty unique moment.
Yeah, that group, I mean, you look at last night too, they had, four or five grade A chances. Stromer hits a post. They've been getting a ton of chances, and it's bound to go in. It's funny the way it kind of works out for Danny to get off the face. I was just watching 2 days ago a Keith Tkachuk video from a TJ Oshie slap shot off his face and in the net, and I've never seen it live, and I thought, oh my God, that's insane. He obviously wasn't wearing a visor back then, but for Danny, then, a few days later to take her off their nose, it's good. He needs it, and everyone's happy for him too. So in the little celly skating off the ice with a face full of blood, it was pretty cool.
Two more before I let you go. In the shootout, you go off the board a little bit. Keaton Dauheniuk getting an opportunity. What was the thinking behind that one?
Well, it definitely, you have to work on your shootouts and your penalty shots at the end of practice. A lot of teams do that. Obviously, they're big points on the line, and Dow consistently has been good in practice and shootouts. And when some guys are struggling, you got to throw somebody else there in the mix and go for it. So, good for Dow to take a run at her and just caught the inside of his pad. But definitely practice like you play, and when kids are bearing down in practice and scoring, you definitely got to give them an opportunity for something like this. So it was good.
Last one, just your thoughts on this three game and three nights, and the second part is this road trip. But just your thoughts on the three game as a whole. You collect 3 points. Could be better, could be worse, I guess. But maybe just your thoughts on these three as a whole and what's ahead.
Yeah, when you break them all down, starting with Spokane, obviously nobody's happy with the effort that we laid that night, and I thought our response yesterday was great, and the compete and the tiredness tonight and the character in the group to battle back in the second half, like you said, you get 3 of the 6, and again, week down the road, I'm sure we'll digest and be happy with that. Right now, yeah, it's unfortunate we leave a point on the board here tonight, and the trips, we still got a few more games to go and tough places to play, so you park this one, move on to the next.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time. I don't know if you noticed, but we have our board back plugged in, which is nice to see, so we can do these post-game interviews again. Great to have you up here, Riggs, as always, and best of luck on Tuesday in Seattle.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show presented to you by PG Office Systems. We'll take one more break. When we return, we'll take a look at the 3 stars and the out-of-town scoreboard and then sign off here from Wenatchee. Cougars fall 5-4 in a shootout. More to come. PG Office System post-game show continues on 94.3 The Goat.